we'll take the next steps. So you saw that I put one of the hashlamos. It should have really occurred to me beforehand, but just to sharpen the point from yesterday in terms of the Shita Mikubatzes, and then we'll do a quick chazara on the position of the Meiri and the Rokeach and the Mari Falk, which is quoted by the Bach, and then we'll be, again, do a very quick review of Shitas HaRambam, and then we'll be able to bring things to their fruition. So Noam, if you don't mind just reminding us about the Shita Mikubatzes is very fascinating Heyara, right on the Gemara.
Yeah, so he rejects the Meiri, the Bracha of Domer Kramalkia, and he follows Rabbi Yochanan, even though it buys the later one, because basically Rabbi Yochanan wasn't like separating Shem and Masa, but he was like saying that the best type of shame is Masa.
Right, Shmo. Very good. Shmo Kirai, that, you know, to be maskir, Shmo Kirai, so that neutralizes, you know, Abaye's Kasha, is like, where do you see in the Pasuk a reference to Malchios, right? So, you know, giving Rav the upper hand. So, lo avarti mitzvasecha, lo shachachti, you know, milahazkir shimcha, so the point is, milahazkir shimcha Kirai. So, I put it on the Hashlama, so, Akiva, why don't you just summarize it for us? So, what was my point by referencing the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah?
I
think I just put it after the Shita Mikubatzes. I did just in the, yeah, Rami, go ahead. Right, exactly. So you have this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You know, I'd like to talk about this machlokes. With respect to what exactly is the Seder Hatzfilos of the Birchas Teisha of Rosh Hashanah. Right, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we know that there's a machlokas between the Baal Amar and Rav Rishonim, whether Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros is a din in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, or it's a din in Tfilas HaMusafin. As you guys all know, we paskin against the Baal Amar, but it's a fascinating machlokas. So, Ephraim, right, we know that the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is what we practice, right? Halach Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, that we insert Malchios, it happens to be, into the Kedushas. We talked about this extensively earlier this year. What's that?
We today insert.
Exactly. So you guys heard this from me, maybe one too many times earlier this year, that Malchios is the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. So that's a very inspiring perspective, right? But we said you could understand, this is just going back, Bichlal, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was driving at. What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri driving at? Shemi, go ahead. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to say, right, so at least, right, that gets into this, specifically, Ben Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim, the Sifrei Chayim Mesim Suchim Lefanav, right, Hakel HaMishpat, or HaMelech HaMishpat, right, all of those different shitos that we saw about what this really means. In other words, that, yeah, it's always true that he's the Melech, but here, it's so much more prominent a theme because, he's done es kol ha'olam. So that's what we said, kichlal. But certainly, I'm very upset with myself for not originally including this, right, that this machlokas touches on, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, the machlokas that we had earlier in the first parak. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, can be read a little bit differently as well, and obviously it has implications for the Shita Mikubetzes' reading of this Gemara. Namely, right, that... Go ahead, Ephraim.
That Malchios and Kedushas Hashem are Hamilsa.
Exactly. So that, yeah, of course, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri knew that there was a kind of a sacrifice. Rabbi Kiva's famous response, right, Imeno tokei al malchios lama humazkir, right? You can't have the tkios and the shalosh rishonos. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri knew that there was a sacrifice that was involved, but felt, right, that, if it's true the rest of the year that we can get away without shame and malchus, let's say in the context of tefillah, you can't get away with it when?
On Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. right? So that you needed those psukei malchios, you know, intrinsically, which are generally speaking, as a general matter, part of Kiddushas Hashem. And, you know, how could you have malchios and then not integrate them into the Kiddushas Hashem? A very fascinating kind of an idea. So maybe it wasn't that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was, you know, not thoughtful about Rabbi Kiva's point, you know, that Rabbi Kiva was saying, you know, Imru lefanai, you know, malchios, tam yichuni aleichem, zichronos, tala zichronechem lefanai letova, v'meh b'shofar, the shofar, you know, is ma'ale, you know, the malchios and the zichronos, which is what the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo. So I thought that was a very important perspective in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to say that, you know, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Hashem, you know, has to reflect the maximal version of Malchios. Even if in general you subscribe to the Shita Mekubetzes' view, again, that Malchios is always Shmo Kira'oi, and even Le'ikuva, Rabbi Yochanan, right, that's the position, that it's even Le'ikuva to say that, but on Rosh Hashanah, all of this becomes even more profound. Shimi.
I would argue that even though we don't technically follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we still sort of do, because if you actually look, we have a totally different text for Kedushat Hashem, and it's still all about Malchus.
You're absolutely right.
We still include it in Kedushat Hashem.
Right. Right. You know what, Shimi, it's a very important point. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichodecha, v'naseya kol aretz bikarecha, v'yeda kel pa'ul ki ata fi'alto, v'yavin kol yatsur ki ata yitzerto. Right, this is like the very universalist theme about Malchus Shamayim, right? Kula maguda achas, right? A very powerful language. Uvechein, tein pachtecha, Pachad is associated with Malchios also, right? What does the Rambam say about even the mitzvah of Yiras Ava'im, that the mitzvah is to be noeg imahem kemisha mefached mimenu, right? That there's a pachad that's associated with authority, you know. Som tasim alecha melech, shetehei. Yeah. So, Shimi, it's a very good point, and that, you know, for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it just wasn't going far enough, because it's a special din of Amiras Psukei Malchios, but you're right, thematically, there's no question, right? Even Rabbi Kiva will be Mote to that point.
It's not why there are Psukim in it. If you look in it, there are Psukim.
Right.
And granted, there aren't a complete set of three Psukim, although for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you'd only need 111. But there are enough Psukim there that, like, you know, it, there's a good chance that it's residue left over from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchios.
Right. It's definitely an echo of that. I think that's very well said. So, you know, apirio nimtie l'shimi for, you know, developing that point, and to Ephraim for buttressing it. I think it's a very, very good point, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has not been left behind, even though, you know, we are very fond of Rabbi Kiva, as Zimeno Tzokei al-Malchios, Lama Humaskir, right? The idea of being Mala, the Malchios, with the turbocharge of the shofar, right? You know, Allah Elokim Bisrua Hashem, Bikol Shofar. It's all coming full circle. Mikey.
Does the specific language of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying Omer Avosik Rosik Dushas Hashem Bechol Malchiot Imahen, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva who says
Kedushas Hayom, yeah.
Just Hashem Bechol Malchiot Im Kedushas Hayom.
Yeah.
So. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri seems to not specifically be including Malchus and Kedusha Hashem, but also Avos and Gvuros.
Right, and I say the same about the grammar, but I think that's just because the Shalosh Rishonos are always a unit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so just a very... Oh, Shimi, I see your hand.
Oh, no, I just forgot that. Put it back down.
Oh, okay, right. Very good. So yesterday, just to do a very, very quick, you know, chazara. So we saw the Miri and the Rokeach, and the Mari fall because the most, you know, expansive version of this shita. So Rami, their take was that we should be mechalik between different categories of brachos, right? That things that reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's status as a melech, Birchas HaMitzvah, right, Birchos Shavach, Mikey, you know, points out Birchas HaNenin as well, you know, Borei Minei Mizonos. So all of these things would, of course, need to include Malchios, but...
Birchos Tefillah don't.
Right, right. So that's a more categorical, more, you know, more conceptual distinction. So, you know, I was very fond of the Mari Falk's iteration of this because he seems to go like that half step further. So what's that additional half step, Eitan? So he says, yeah, it's not just that we should be, you know, mechalik, and we're saying, you know, hilchasa liba demar ve'al liba demar. It just depends on the area. But really, he makes the argument that...
That Rabbi Yochanan believed this all along. That
100%. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan Atzmo, right, never meant, and he says, kol bracha, shein b'malchus, ein bracha, doesn't really mean kol bracha. It means kol bracha, where the fundamental chalos is as a bracha, and that is not its fundamental chalos as a tefila. Because something which is defined as a tefila, right, that touches back on another sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, namely, right, rooted in the notion of tefila rachameinu, and we're willing to look past, you know, even more serious concerns, namely, you know, concerns about bracha sheina tzricha, and that kind of issue. So he wants to connect the Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Mem, you know, with Rabbi Yochanan's perspective from much earlier in the Masechta, Daf Chaf Aleph, about, you know, Safek Yispalel, Vada Yispalel, and Halvai Sheyispalel Adam Kol Hayom Kulo, that very important contribution. Okay, Yenison, go ahead.
So we're saying in the Mari Falk, is he saying only localized to Rabbi Yochanan, or saying to the whole sugya in general?
So he says that there's really no machlokas about tefillah.
He's saying that for the entire sugya then?
Right. He's saying, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. So, okay. So we started to touch a little bit yesterday on Shitas HaRambam, so let's just review that last point, and then we'll take it the next step. So we saw that there are a few diukim in the Rambam that were important, and I was making the argument that this is a classical called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. So the Rambam wanted to say that the Takanas Chachamim of Birchos Shavach VeHodaya were Yehuda for what purpose? Perfect, right. So Tamid is Tamid. So Tamid requires a lot of brachos. So that's why the Rambam says, not brachos tiknu chachamim, but brachos rabos tiknu chachamim. And he says twice, kidei lizkar sabore Tamid. And then we threw in for good measure, one last point. Uliyira mimenu. So we thought maybe that's connected to Gemara Menachos. So tal Yisrael ma shemakecha shoel me'imach, al tikri ma ela mea. Right, so the Rambam was channeling that Gemara by saying that it also, of course, inspires a very profound sense of Yiras Hashem. Okay, so that was essentially where things were. So now let's come back to the Makoros. Okay, just a second. I'm bringing them up myself. And we'll take the next step now. Okay, so let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and then see the fuller view in the Meiri, where he presents the Ravid, and then we'll come back to the Rambam. Okay. So Menachem, we'll celebrate your return with high style, as we like to say. This is what you have in the 13th source. The Aruch HaShulchan Atam. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan seems to have a new idea. So he basically thinks that there's something very compelling about being mechalek between the need for malchios in different areas of brachos, but he has a different configuration, at least a different svara. Says chol brachos shechashavnu kol min enoshi nena mibriyaso yisbarach lachein tzarech lahazkir melech haulam. Aval, this is the point of contrast, tefila miyuchad lanu she'omrim Eloheinu ve'Elohei avoseinu ma shayach melech haulam. Okay, so what do you do with Berachos HaMitzvah? Berachos HaMitzvah, right, isn't that highly particularistic? Omrim melech haulam m'nei she'omrim asher kiddushanu v'mitzvosav kolomar mikol ha'amim tzarech lomar melech haulam kamuvan. So I thought this was extremely creative. What is the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan? Levi?
He's basically saying that when he says Melech HaOlam, it's talking about like all people. So it's only relevant for a type of bracha that speaks to humanity and not something that's unique to Bnei Yisrael. But I have a question.
Yes, well, just 1 second. So just, you're absolutely right. So the irony is, of course, right, that we're the only ones making these brachos anyway. But when we make the brachos, there are basically two ways that we can think of, you know, God. We can think of him as Melech HaOlam, and we do that when we conceptualize him in universal terms, his having created Mizonos or, you know, Pri Ha'etz or what have you. Okay. So that's one, you know, one way of thinking about him. And then Meidach, you know, we could think about him as our God, right? And Tefillah, that's the way we think about it. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. As Ephraim always likes to say, Mi goy gadol asher lo Elokim krovim ilav kashem Elokeinu v'chol koreinu ilav. Yeah, kivesi veis Tefillah yikari l'chol amim, but we have a special relationship with Hashem through Tefillah. And I, Birchas HaMitzvah, is a little problematic, right? Because that's highly particularistic. But no, if we're going to say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, so that already reflects the idea that he chose us for his mitzvos, and the reason that he could choose us is, the pasuk would be, Ki li... Good. Excellent, Ephraim. Right, that he chose us because he, right, could have chosen anybody, but he didn't choose everybody. Okay, very good, right? V'isem li sigula mikol amim... Kili Kol Haaretz. That's basically what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. So this is a massively creative shita, massively creative, in terms of what brachos are all about. Let's get to Levi's question, and then let's try to evaluate this a little bit further.
Short of two questions. One is,
you're doing your best Akiva imitation. It's a high form of flattery.
It seems that his stance on what he says about at the end about Birchos HaMitzvah is like super ad hoc. It's like not just far afield, but it's like bringing all kinds of different concepts rather than having a more unified idea, as we saw earlier, let's say, for example, in Rambam.
Yeah, I'm a little partial to the Aruch HaShulchan, but I think that the, it's certainly not the most dachuk thing I ever saw in my life, but, like I said, it could be based on the pasuk of Kili Kol Haaretz, but I'll have to sustain your objection. I think point is well taken.
So why wouldn't like, well, it's clear for Rambam that these brachos are something totally unique to Bnei Israel, because it's like Ma'ashem Lekecha Shel Ne'imach. But wouldn't according to the Aruch HaShulchan, wouldn't it be a good idea for non-Jews to say Birchos HaNe'anin?
Well, yeah, I was saying I think that was the first thing that we mentioned just a moment ago, is that, you know, we're the only ones who are making these brachos, but even though when we uniquely make these brachos, so we're compelled to, you know, think about these two categories. So, you know, that's an interesting idea, what you're saying, you know, about them, you know, saying, you know, Asher la'adam lehenes yunolam zebelo bracha, you know, v'chol nena abilam zebelo bracha reizemal. So, you know, it's very universalist svara. Right, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Aretz Nasan Livnei Adam is only La'achar Bracha, right? It's talking universally. So, and Achanami, right? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it would be a good thing. I think, right, what the Aruch HaShulchan is really pointing out, and then, well, I think Ephraim wanted to make a comment as well, is highly, from my point of view, a highly confirmational of something that we've been arguing since the beginning of this sugya already last week, which is the following point, that brachos are about much more than brachos. That brachos are really about the way that we relate to
Hashem.
Okay, excellent, right? Not a trick question. So it's about our relationship with Hashem. And so what the Aruch HaShulchan then wants to say is, yeah, that's definitely true. And because we have these two fundamentally different ways of thinking about God, right? Because he's not only our God, but he's the God of the universe. He's the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. So that will control, that will be dispositive for brachos that call to mind that aspect. And then things that have more to do with our particular relationship, and this is the strength of Levi's Kasha, which I alluded to beforehand about Birchas HaMitzvah, but okay, I'm more interested in the idea than the particular conclusion. Anyway, that when it comes to, you know, areas of life that highlight our particular Klal Yisrael relationship with Hashem, Tefillah certainly being one of them, Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav, so then Melech HaOlam is much less relevant. So up until now, the way we thought about it is like, well, we don't want malchus, you know, in tefillah, because that could, you know, implicate our tefillos, etc. He's not functioning as the melech, he's functioning as the dispenser of rachamim. So this is a far more fundamental svara than anything we've seen up until now, right? He's saying that every bracha relates to the idea of how we conceptualize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we relate to him, and certain areas of life demand that we relate to him universally, and certain areas of life demand that we relate to him in a particular fashion. It's an incredible chiluk. So, does the Birchas HaMitzvah piece withstand scrutiny? It's a fair question. Because you would think that that's really, really a very much a Klal Yisrael. We think about Hashem as the one, you know, who chose Klal Yisrael for these mitzvos. And again, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's point. The choice itself is a reflection of his being the Melech, but okay, I think that's a very legitimate critique. But be that as it may, I find this Svara itself to be an absolutely powerful one. Okay, Ben Zion, please.
Yeah, so when we're speaking about earlier in the year, about like when we had Rashi, which was we had Rav Chaim like Amidah b'lefnei HaMelech, as the Kavanah you need to have, and the Rashi Ohavu Shel Melech Yerushalmi. So how is that? How is this sugya so? We're so anti-Melechus in davening, but in that area we're so. I understand they're slightly different in the way one's the approach we should have, and one's the aspect of God that we are approaching.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I can't see how we're so far away from it. One, like, in this area here, it's so integral in that other area.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the Balei HaTosfos would be saying, Ben Zion, hear, hear, right? you know, and not just the Bali Atosos, but still in the end, we're spending a lot of time, you know, in fairness, developing the minority position in the Rishonim. But there's no question that the Rov Rishonim will say, yeah, you know, don't take Malchios away from the world of Tefillah. You're absolutely right. You know, Amida Bifnei HaMelech. So, Ben Sion, that's a very good and compelling argument in general, right? Is it, because, you know, what are you going to say if you're the Rokeach and the Meiri and the Ravid and the Marifok, that what, Tefillah isn't Amida Bifnei HaMelech? You just can't say it? You can't call it what it is? It's a very, I like the way that you put it. Akiva.
Could you say that in terms of mitzvos, I know this isn't what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, but the rest of the world was also technically given mitzvos? So if we're talking about Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav, so we had other mitzvos, the Shema mitzvos b'nei Noach, which were related to them. So in his role as the mitzvah, that was a universal role, obviously not to the same degree for Bnei Yisrael, but we refer to Hashem as Melech HaOlam by mitzvos because he was mitzvah to Akum, other things, other mitzvos, or not Akum, I mean,
right.
All the rest of the nations of the world. He was mitzvah that mitzvos. So when we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav, that includes the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach that he commanded everyone else.
Right. I don't object to the svar. It's just, you know, as you, I think you pointed out, Akiva, right? That's not what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying.
No, I know. I think it's a little bit stronger than the, because we're,
yeah, but he deliberately avoided saying that. He was aware of that as a possible chiluk, right? Because that's what the literature indicates up until then, in terms of the Rokeach and Mari Falk, you know, and the, so that, you know, that was something that was known, but, you know, he specifically didn't want to say that. So you might say, I think that answers the question better than he does, but okay, you know, okay, so let's take a look now at the Ravid. I just want to use the Meiri to get to the Ravid here. And then the Psak of the Mechaber, and then, you know, what better place to wrap things up than with Shita Sarambam. Okay, so Akiva, go ahead. Haro HaMakom.
Haro HaMakom
V'chulei
Kavanas
HaParek V'var
Bo'Ilam HaChilek HaRvi'i Min HaSefer V'Rovo Yis...
Rubo.
V'Rubo. Yasov al Shlosha Inyanim, Harishol Neva'er, Shitzorich Levarich as Hashem Lohodos, Bru Aso,
Bir Oso,
Hamekomos, Shagam al Hashem Tolosav Lanu, Lavosav, Lohodos Bifrat al Hanisim, Al Nisim Shalo, Al Komasha Yagi Uhu, Hin Tov, Hin Mutov, Lahakir Shahakom Balo, Mes Hashem, Lefima Asov.
Fascinating. Right. So there's just the fi masa, very fascinating, right? That everything is in accordance with a person's actions, right? Hasheni levar.
Shetzarich levarcho yisbarach al reiyas kol davar mechudash al reiyas kol davar muflag af al pi sheino mechudash vashlishi levar heyach hutzarich shela lahaka rosho ben komos yiduim bekdusha kamoshe yisbar zu.
Right. And those of us who are learning Bikias, right? The dreams are, you know, one of those other topics. Pirshu Chachmeyat Sarfatim. Right, so the Omer Ba Malchus, right? So the Bali Atosos say, yeah, that this is true across the board. Ugidoli Hamifarshim.
Kol kim bedavar lomar shekol habrachos hashnuyos beperek zeh in bohem hazkara umalchus hoel ve'enom brachos kvuos kedin birchas zima she'en bahaz she'en bahazkar echemi masha amru lamata b'rabchana shebirich al rav Yehuda kishen esrape birch rachmana diyahavloch diyahavach lan.
Right, so this is, you know, pretty graphic. You know, imagine, you know, your friend was not well and then returned to Shir, and you said to him, "Ah, Brich Rachmana, you know, blessed is the merciful one who gave you back to us and didn't put you in the dirt. It would be a very graphic way of saying welcome back. But there's no shame in Malchus there. Right, the Bali Atosos themselves are sensitive to this point, as many of us saw. Bikius, okay. Right, so that functions effectively as a bracha. Mikol makom yesh dochem.
Hazimon mitoch sheyesh sham shalosh brachos kvuos behaskar v'malchus hekeluba. V'zo shal rabchana efshar shehaskaru malchus hayasham.
These are the apologists. They say, okay, yeah, when it comes to Birchas Hazimun, you don't need shame in Malchus, right, unless you have Asara, at least for shame, and, you know, you don't have Malchus, because after all, it's just a preamble to something where there is very clear shame in Malchus, Birchat Hashem, V'kenem Malcholam, Hazanis Ha'olam, and this Rav Chana, you know, the fact that we said, Brich Rachmana, Yavich Lan V'lo Yavach La'afara. So that was really not the full story, and the Gemara didn't tell you that there was shame in Malchus. Hard to believe. Abba Talmud Amayrav, the Yerushalmi, Amru,
Techaf. Kol bracha u bracha, shein ba Malchus, ein a bracha. Baf, gedole ha-mechabrim, kosvu, shekulam behazkara.
Right, so the Rambam, the gedole ha-mechabrim, right, kosvu, shekulam behazkara, right, they're all... Right, with shame, umalchos, ledati, as we know. Okay, so basically, the Meiri sees himself as a compromiser, which he is, in terms of, you know, taking the position that certain brachos, heinan kvuos, are not going to require malchus unless they're in a very formalized setting, like a beis hakneses b'mamad asara, right? That's a factor that we hadn't necessarily seen yet. So here is the famous shita of the Ravid. Just parenthetically, it is interesting to note, I'm not the first one to pick up on this, but who noticed how the Meiri refers to the Ravid? Right, so Ephraim, just remind us, who made a whole big to-do about that?
Dr. Grach, correct. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik.
Correct.
He's very big into the idea that, you know, we don't have much of the Ravid's Perushim, so we see him as the person who wrote the Haggos on the Rambam, the Sagas, but really, like, you know, like, that's the small change of the Ravid's work. And really, like, I think he said that they're off the top of his head. I remember we were talking about this with Rabbi Nachbar, and he said that Dr. Graf said, like, off the top of my head, I could quote you 100 other places where the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, that he doesn't bring in on the Rambam, because he wrote it in his Perush.
Very good. So this is very well done. Good identification. Excellent Bikius, you know, in the very critical issue. So he says, you know, the best way, as this is part of his historical method, but the best way to, you know, the Meiri was living relatively, right, in the same location, and historically speaking, shortly after the Ravid, right, the next century. The Meiri is, you know, 1250s, he's born. Right, and the Ravid is a 12th century figure, so you're talking about one century removed. So the way that he was understood essentially by his contemporaries and those came after him was as a Perush on the Gemara. He wasn't, you know, his great contribution wasn't, his attacks on the Baal HaMor or the attacks on the Rambam, memorable as they are, but, right, the Ravid as a primary Mefarish. Okay, and the Gedolei HaMefarishim, frankly. Okay, so he wants to take the view... Right, this is now the outlying view in the sugya, that none of these brachos get shame v'malchus. Okay, so you know what's really, really interesting to think about, and this will have to leave as makom lehisgadir for you guys, is, you know, typologically speaking, these are birchos shavach v'hodaya. The Ravid's not denying that. So for the Ravid, it could both be the bracha midaraisa, right? He doesn't subscribe to Ramban's idea about birchos haTorah. So the one paradigmatic bracha min haTorah is birchos shevach vehodaya, but all of these brachos are really birchas hananin, birchas hamitzvah minus, right? Because they don't have shame b'malchus. So what you have is, you know, min haKatzeh Arakatza, is the fact that they're not brachos kivuos, that they're just brachos aprakim such a likui, right? It's like such a a degradation of the bracha that forget about malchus, it doesn't even have shame altogether, right? So this is kind of like the parallel opposite of the Marie Falk's view of Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying that Rav wasn't militating for malchus, you know, even here. Right? Rav wasn't militating for shame. I should have said. Even Rav would agree that there's no shame here, right? That there's not, you know, any grounds for shame and malchus in these kinds of brachos. So again, the Meiri says, well, I'm not going to betray my landsman entirely, you know, I think that there's, you know, yesh v'yesh, and we shouldn't, so categorically, you know, dismiss the possibility of shame v'malchus in these brachos, the brachos of Perek HaRoa. He says it'll depend on, you know, on other circumstances. So how formal the bracha is, etc. Okay, so this is a very important shita to contend with. Now, in terms of Shulchan Aruch, it's not a big player. That's the truth. Okay, so let's just establish that point. Go ahead, Akiva, kol bracha. So classic Rabbi Yochanan, Aliva the Rov Rishonim. So he goes to the mat for the Balei HaTosfos, and look, after all, you have the Rif, you have the Rambam, you have Chachmei Tzarfat. So for all of the fascinating Lamdas that really is involved in Chachmei Provence, whether it's the Ravid or more moderately the Rokeach and the Meiri, and then later on the Mari Falk and the Aruch HaShulchan's interesting twist on, you know, their approach. The Derech HaMelech is, you know, Shem V'Malchus all the way. When Rabbi Yochanan said, and we passed like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, whatever hesitations Abaye had, Kol Bracha Shem V'Shem V'Malchus, Ein Bracha, means exactly that. And that is the Psak Halacha, you know, of the Mechaber. Okay, so what I wanted to do was, now that we all saw the Mishnah, is to try to make one final point in the Rambam that I think is very much Lashita. So, but it, if you read this, none of it will seem very impressive at all, you know, just in its own right, and it seemed like very straightforward. But I think that there's an organizational point to be made in the Rambam, in other words, how he repackaged everything, that tells a very profound story, and again, one that's entirely consistent with the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. Perek Yud is the penultimate Perek, right? It's not the end, because in Perek Yud Aleph, remember, he deals with the Al and the Le issues, and the Brachos Derais, the Brachos Derabanan, and the Safik Derabanan. Don't worry, we won't talk about Tamai. So let's now take a look at the 10th Perek in the Rambam of Hilchos Brachos, and this is an organizational point. So Ezra of the house of Baron is going to read the final makor.
Bravos acheres v'dvar mecherim harbe she'en mem psicha v'lo chasima tiknu chachamim derech shevach ve'odaya la'kodesh baruch hu. Kimo baruchos tzvirchos tzvila shekvar kisvanum kasvanum elein habone b'ayis chadash v'akone kelim chadashim v'en yishlo b'keutz ben v'en enlo m'varech baruch atah Hashem v'kenem acham she'achiyam v'kimar v'yiyanu l'zman hazeh. V'chein haroes haver la'achar shloshem yom m'varech b'eshechiyanu v'imra o la'achar shem asar chodesh m'varech baruch atah Hashem v'chayim misi. Haroa pri ha'mitzchadish m'shanu l'shana b'tzilas riyaso m'varech shechiyanu. Shama shmua toba m'varech baruch atah Hashem v'kenem b'chama toba amitiv. Shama shmua ra m'varech baruch dayan emes. Arba tzrichin l'hodos cholash and nisrape v'chobash yatz m'visa asurim. Yordei ayam kishalu v'holchei drachem kishiagiu liyishuv. It's written lehodos b'fnei asara v'shnayim mehem chachamim shenemar v'yarmimuhu v'kal am v'moshev zakenim yihaluhu.
Right. And Moshev zakenim here does not mean an assisted living facility or nursing home, which is the colloquial meaning of the term, but actually the presence of rabbis.
V'kitzad mode v'kitzad mevarech. Omed Benehan Mivarek, Brahatashan, Kenamalacham, Gomel Chayim Tovo, Shigmalani Kol Tov, V'kola shomin omrin shigamalecha tov hui gamalcha sela. Hara makum shenasu nisim leishal kigon yamsef u'mavros yarden. Omer brachat Hashem elokeinu ma'acholam she'asa nisim la'oseinu. The same Komakum Shanasu bo Nisil Rabim, Alamakum Shanasu bo Nisil Yafed, Oso Yafed, Uvno, Venbino, Vivarak Prakata Hashem, El Kino Melech Olam, Shasali Nis Bamakumaze, Osha Asa Nis Lavosa Bamakumaze. Harola Gov Ario Agar Arios Fig, Kivshan Asia, Hushlava Kanani Vishala, Zaria, Vivarak Prakata Hashem, El Kino Alham, Shasa Nis Sadiki Bamakumaze. Harola Makum Shovin bo Akum, Vivarak Prakata Hashem, El Kino Alham, Shanasan Eric Ayan.
Okay, very good. So, the Rambam did something really fascinating in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos. It begins, right, by restating, you know, what you already saw in Perek Aleph, right? Tiknu Chachamim, the same language, Derech Shecha, Daya L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And then, what appears, you know, to be the story in terms of the Rambam's organization? There seems to me that there's a story to be told here. Ilan, go ahead.
I would say that you would think you would start with the thing that's the biggest nes, which is Haroe Makom. It really starts with the thing that's the most human, which is somebody who buys a new kli, and like they work for it, the money, and they use the money to buy a new kli. So I think that he's trying to start with the least supernatural to show that everything is from Hashem. That's the whole point of a bracha.
Yeah, it struck me the same way, because it's not just like, okay, well, you know, he was organizing the free way. How does the Mishnah start? Right, it starts with the nes, and right, Akira Savodazara. So the Rambam moved away from national things to talk about very personal things, right? Your Kalim Chadashim, and your Bayis Chadash, and the good things that happen to you, and the bad things that happen to you. Very personal. Then he moves to Berchas HaGomel, right? Again, a very personal experience. And then he moves to, you know, the national questions that intrigued Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Rambam inverted the Mishnah. All of these things are covered, right? Same Mishnah, right? But it's a question of presentation. So Ilan, I think you said it very well, right? There's like a human touch here, right? Because for the Rambam, like the name of the game is Lizkor Esabore Tamid, right? Or the Yira Mimenu. The goal of Brachos is to foster this ongoing sense of appreciation, awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, even in the smallest of ways, right? Lizkor Esabore Tamid. And so he deferred the major national brachos, like, you know, the final victory over Avodah Zarah. You know, it sounds almost, you know, hyperbolic. You know, this is the final victory, Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, and all of these things come later. You know, you would think, again, like Ilan said, that this is the most dramatic, right? But the Rambam took a very different point of view about that, I think, Lishitaso. So hopefully if we learn something, I hope we did, about Birchos Shevach Vahodaya as an institution, to me, what it really gets back to is the idea that halacha really is an outward manifestation, behavioral manifestation, in this case, dibur, right? It's a way of speaking that, in fact, highlights something much more profound, or a state of existential awareness. In this case, Zechira Sabore, and not, God forbid, the opposite of Shechcha Sabore. Either Shechcha Sabore that leads to self-worship, or Shechcha Sabore that leads to false attribution and to Avodah Zarah. But it's a state of awareness of oneself at all times as in Oved Hashem. And here, the Koach HaDibur, the ability to actively and finally articulate these things, right, becomes a very powerful way of acknowledging acknowledging a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I wanted just to conclude with the words of Unklus that you've heard me quote many times. Special Masorah from this, from Rav Rosenzweig and Rav Lichtenstein. Vayihi Adam Nefesh Chaya, of course, Unklus translates as
Ruach Memalel.
Right, so that when we use our Koach Hadibur, our Ruach Memalel, our Koach Hamilim, to acknowledge Hashem, right, that's very important. That means that we're doing exactly what we need to be doing. The defining aspect of the human being, right, really is that ability to put things into words. Vahi ha'adam, uniquely, l'nefesh chaya, language is a window to the soul. That's why I would always like to use that expression. And how we speak is incredibly revealing of our state of awareness. This is, of course, you know, we're just coming off Tazria Mitzora, right? It's still Tuesday, so I can bank on that a little bit. You know, this is obviously reflected at the extremes, you know, with, you know, Dibor, which is just outright Aser. But we don't have to go that far, right? Because even the absence of a necessary Dibor, V'achalta V'savata, Uveirachta, as opposed to, as we said at the beginning, of Pentochal V'savata, it seems like, what's the big deal? Okay, so you didn't, you know, give the whole speech about, you know, Yerushalayim and Hashem teaching us Torah, and, you know, it's like a little excessive. You think sometimes, well, I just had a sandwich, you know, what do I have to give a whole big theology here? But on the contrary, right, so the idea is to consecrate our Koach HaDibur with respect to, you know, acknowledging Hashem is more than just an acknowledgement. It maybe is like the most powerful acknowledgement. Vayihi Adam Nefesh Chaya goes back to who we are as human beings, and the meaning of being a person is, and acknowledging Hashem's sovereignty over the universe. There's, of course, a line from the Medrash that comes to mind of, you know, Nis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem had, you can even, you know, barely say it, but a kind of a deep desire that his brios should acknowledge him in this way, that even from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, this is very, very, very significant. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about Yom HaTzmaut. As you saw from the Makoros, what I really am interested in talking about is not so much the debate over mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You notice that, you know, the Ramban was pointedly not on the Makoros. But I'm interested in talking about is the